You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Yesterday we were learning challah, so I mentioned the Nedim Yehuda. Nedim Yehuda says the following. Rashi and Chumash says that seems to be says himself. The Mizrahi asks Akasha. In one place he says there's no shear for challah, but the Chum gave a shear 1/24th to 1/28th. What? 1/48th, right, for a nachtum. 1/24th for a regular person, 1/48th for a nachtum. Then later on, Rashi says that there's a shear, kedei nesina, she give a nice gift. Rashi seems, what is it? Is it a shear? Is it not a shear? So the Nebi Huda comes up with that on one hand, the 1/24th is the rabban, on one hand, it's the rice. Okay, you don't have to necessarily say what the Nadi Bihuda says as far as 24th, but basically Nadi Bihuda's chiddush is the following. He says that there are two chalukim to the mitzvah of a freshest of challah. Not only by a challah, goes by truma. What is it? One is you have to be mafresh in order to be matir the tevel. Once you're mafresh, you make it mutter, right? It becomes mutter. Secondly, he says, then you have to give it to the kohen, right? And he says that's the mitzvah. He calls that the mitzvah ikaris. Like the chinuch says, the purpose is to support the kahanim who do the avodas Hashem. So the meila, he says, the savada, we have a din in the gemara chita achas. How do you know? What? What's in the siddur? Lahafish. That I know. Not in this guy, you know. How do you know you'll make a bracha in the sina? Okay. What do you say, Shlomo? So, yesterday, yes. What? I said mention. So, we'll go into it another time. It's not so posh. If you don't, then it needs a good reason. The going holds. The Sefer Pasa Shulchan, Rabbi Yisrael Shklover, his Talmud, writes at the Goyen held, you have to make a brach. We'll do it for another time. Yeah, okay, fine. Just like you make a pigeon a ben. So what's the difference? Israel Chayavi is a shayla why you don't. It's because it could be, it belongs to the Goyen. You're just giving a person what belongs to, which is not such a posh svara. And we'll see, well, let's leave it though. Okay. But the Nedim Yehuda says it's a mitzvah to give it to the Kohen, right? So now, chita achas patarsa kri, even though it makes the whole kri mutter, and you take off a small little piece of challah, right? Our wives take off a kezias, whatever. So now it becomes mutter, it's mutter to eat. And now if you don't give it to the Kohen, it's stealing. But we don't give it because the Kohen's not really interested in having some dough to burn. It's not what he needs nowadays. But a kuponim, you agree? You know, you have enough electricity, you know. But if you ever run out, we'll give you the dough. But a kuponim, he says that's what it is. He says, however, if you only take off chita chaspe, you're not yoitza the mitzvah of nesina. You have to give it to the kohen, but you're not yoitza mitzvah of nesina. In other words, the nesina has to be a nesina yafa. Shlomo, I'm sorry, I'm going to bother you. The Tosfos Rid, if you don't mind that. You know the set. You know the one volume.
Kedusha.
Yeah, that's Kedusha. Or if you have separate Kedusha. So the Tosfos Rid, the Nedim Yehuda says, it's interesting to use the Lashon, and you loyma dava chada shaloi kedmani shum mefarash or poisik ba'oyla. Right? And I had a many, many years ago a question of this Tosfos Rid. In the new Nedim Yehudas, there's a God there from his son that says it's Mefarsha Tosfos Rid. Now, the mindset of Nedim Yehuda didn't have a Tosfos Rid. It was not printed in his time. But the Mishnah Melech brings it to Hira Ksavyan, he brings it. And we'll see in a minute as soon as the Pshama brings it. But part of me says, if you just mafresh chitachas, you know, it's a bit of Messina. What you have to do is take off a chashuv amount. See, he times 1/24. The din is like this: what's the minimum to be chayef challah? What, how much do you need? So we all know, yeah, wife tells us 5 pounds, 6 pounds, waste. But it's 43 and a fifth X, whatever the shear is. He's sorry. Thank you, Sean. So, oh, okay. So he says, the Nadi Behuda, 1/24th means if you take 1/24th of those 43 and a fifth eggs, which is roughly two eggs, let's say, that's the din d'oraisa. Now, what if you have a ton of hundreds of pounds of dough? It's enough to give two, that's it, to take off two and give that to the kohen. However, Chazal and Machayev 1/24th, just like by Truman, they said 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th, Pain Ein Teva and Ra and Beninus. So too over here, you should give 1/24th. But the Shir Deraisa is 1/24th of Isar, meaning 1/24th of the 43x. And that's a new mitzvah. That mitzvah meaning is, even though the Rambam, like you point out, counts it as one mitzvah, a fresh and a sinah, means there's two parts to what you have to do. But he says the ikkar is to give it to the kohen, give it a sinah yafah. So I'm going to read you the Tosfos Rid, which is almost, this is the Tosfos Rid that his own son, there's other rayas too, there's rayas against them from Yishenim. But the Gemara says, if somebody steals tevel from someone, maybe he only has to pay him back that amount that he would have eaten, but not the. He has to take off Trumas or Maisris. So Gemara says, no, he doesn't have to pay. He has to pay the whole thing. Because Chita Achas Peter Sakri. Reisi Makshin. Titen Loiksim. It says Titen. Ubeinen Kedena Simak. Gemara Dash and Rashi says, you should give a certain amount that you can make a small yarmulke out of, whatever the Gemara says, a clove. Venir Lila Tart. The Bevadain Mitzvah Liten Lo Dova Choshuv. Right, like it says, Rachel says, "Hey, Sloim, Tita lo kedena sina." Baruchin ami tnan bepeya. When you give an ani, it should be at least this amount of peya. Right. So the same thing, a person should give kedena sina. Miu afal pisha mitzvasa bekach imenenu reitzakai mitzvah zu v'taram chita achas niskan v'yatzam idei tibla el shaloi kiyam mitzvah nesina. Whereas he can't eat it till he takes off a small amount. But you should know he's not yet in the midst of this scene. That's what maybe he says. In other words, whereas it's Mashra and Tosfos not that way, if you rise from Tosfos, that even that if you take off a chita, you're Mekayim the midst of Nesina also. The Tosfos will, thank you. And the Noidi Behuda are both saying that no, you have to take off a substantial amount. That means really that if a person has a ton, right? Let's call it 960 pounds of dough. So he has to give the Rabbanu 1/24th. He can't, right? He can't have to take off 1/24th, which would be like 40, right? 40. But he shouldn't break it up into little pieces, give each coin a little piece. He has to give a nice amount to each coin. That's what he means. That's it's Marshall later on. He says it seems to say. Okay, that's the Noidi Behuda. Now, I want to relate it to a halacha that we have, that a lot of us know. By the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Ches, Hilchos Tzitzis. It says, Yis'atif b'tzitzis v'yivarech mu'umid. When you put on your talis, so Yis'atif b'tzitzis v'yivarech mu'umid. You make the bracha mu'umid. Now, where does this come from? It comes from a medrash that we Rishonim have that we don't have. They learn out from Omer. Omer, it says, Kama, and Kama means to stand up. And you learn out to other mitzvahs. And it's a big shot. Does it mean the mitzvah has to be done standing up? The bracha has to be standing up? In the Sefer, on the side of Teres Kenim, he says, Atzas Hashem la'olam tamad. Omer, tzitzis, tefillin, all kinds of ramaz. But that's the din. That Birkas HaMitzvahs, usually you say standing up. That Sukkah has an exception. Some hold you shouldn't do standing up. But usually, Birkas HaMitzvahs are made standing up because it is Chazal. Frek the Magen of Ram, the following question. Pirish, he says, Abracha v'atifa shteh. Now, not everybody agrees with him. There are those who argue as far as the atifa. Okay, that's already a shaila. Okay, but the kuponim, the din is mu'umbit. Sarachian, she asks, in your day, you raise him in Shamachas, which is a Mishnah. And the Derech of the Magen Avraham is when he brings a Mishnah, Gemara, he'll bring the, or Taisis, he'll bring the Alach and Shulchan Aruch. That's his Derech. And then he'll, sometimes he'll say, I'm over here, and this Taisis of Tzachim. Right? When he first brings Alach, it's Alach. What's Alach? In Mishnah Truma, in Trumas, it says, that there are certain people should not be mafresh. In other words, let's just make brocha. Is this on?
Yes.
The people, okay, no, I see just myself. There's someone, okay, I see the top.
It should be on.
Oh, I see. The top, right. The top. Okay, fine. So,
what?
Okay. Getting self-conscious. Like this. The Mishnah says, the din is like this. Let's take that, for instance, somebody who is deaf and mute. Deaf and mute person can't make a bracha. What does he do with tefillin? He performs tefillin without a bracha. What is his choice? Bracha is ain't a ma'akvus. We hold a kairish ma'avolosh mila azlaz yatsa. Okay? Right? So and so forth. Right? There's chalukim sometimes. But mitzvahs, like let's say hafreshes truma, we don't allow him to do it. Why? Well, let's talk about a cherish, a mute, a prude person who could hear. It's a whole big shot to say shemei ka'ina on such a person. But let's just, lechatchila, he shouldn't do it. Why shouldn't he do it? He shouldn't do it because he's making a bracha, which is b'di'evet. He can't hear his own bracha. Right? He puts on film. The tarot is tefillin. He has no choice. He has to put on tefillin. But a freshest truma, a freshest challah, he could tell someone else to do it. He doesn't have to be the one doing it. Or shkita, and hilchas shkita also find such a halacha that if somebody is deaf, right, can he be a sheikhet and not be a sheikhet? Let somebody else be the sheikhet. So we'll talk about it another time. But that's okay. So it says over there that one of the a whole list of people that shouldn't do it because they can't make a bracha, shikr, or this, or shikr, whatever. So it says somebody orum, somebody who's not dressed. He's not dressed and he has no way of putting on clothing. Don't be mafresh. Give it to someone else to be mafresh, whatever. So it says, but let's say Aisha could, because she can cross her legs and therefore cover her makam erva. Whereas a man, his erva protrudes and therefore he can't make a bracha. Frektim Magen Avraham, but how could she make a bracha sitting down? Well, she's making a sitting down, because that's what it says in the Mishnah. Let's read it. It says, "Pirish a bracha v'atifa shtein yubam midu v'tzachin de biyoredeya shin chavches masha demutel v'achm yushavu mishra shleima yesh leima afrashas chala eino mitzvah kol kach de eino oisa elo sakin machola dum yedushchita." No, it's no one's going to ever tell you it's a mitzvah to shach. So he says this is also the same way. Right? That's what he says. Therefore, a mitzvah that you don't have to do, there's no din of standing up. That's what the Magen Avraham said.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Yeah, so what would you say by tzitzis? We talk about tzitzis. I know you just smoked it. That's why I said it. Okay. Yeah. Oh. Tzitzis is not true because tzitzis is mechuyev. You have to beg it on. Once you have, but there's no mitzvah to go ahead and take the lamb from your backyard and shecht it because you want to eat lamb chops. It's a day. What? Right. Okay. Yeah, but the mice is you're going to once. But it's going to be on. Once it's on, but there's no way you're chayiv. Right, but once it's on, you're mechuyev to do it. That's why it's asad dechlois. It's not a kiyumis. Rav Kivega, we've mentioned before, in Simin Yudal, says, since it's not a kiyumis, otherwise it wouldn't be doich klai.
So it's not a
mitzvah to the rabbi? It's just like it's a mitzvah, it says to divorce your wife, right? We're not planning on it, right? To get a mitzvah, chas v'shalom. It's just that if one wants to divorce his wife, that's what he has to do. Give and get.
Huh?
What? What about it? Maxi
Rushasa. Take a bet. Once you divorce
There's a mitzvah to take a bath. The Arabs hold that. I never heard Jews do this. Really? No, it's an Isser. Isser of Imah. No, no. Anyway, you hear?
The Rebbe over here, it's not hot.
What?
He's sitting down
there. Right, but over here it says the woman could do the sechatchila. That's the problem. That mission tells us that, oh, that mission is everything's b'diavad, it says. V'im tarmu chumas and chuma. The Gemara Brachas brings it, that's what. In fact, the Goyen, he says, what are you talking about? You shall me? There's a Gemara and Pesachim similar, that a person should not make his challah, let's assume, I'm not sure, maybe you know, 5 pounds is what your wife makes a bracha. I'm not talking about, you know, without a bracha, let's say 5 pounds, let's call it 5 pounds. So, about if a person, what's the minimum, I think 2 pounds a place, then you make it without a bracha. So let's say in the old days, you know, when Klal Yisrael, when you didn't have as many friends as you have to have nowadays, right? You know, the same social. People used to bake without making challah. They used to make a few cookies, you know, it was a whole problem. Rav Neubert in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, we had a big, it says people send you cookies on Purim, you know, could be they weren't mafish challah, not because you don't trust them, because maybe they made a small amount. It wasn't the same oil as today. So you got from this one, you got from this one. But all together, if you put them together, then you become chayiv in it, because you now have 5 pounds, whatever it is. The challah has to be in the same box. Is the freezer, you put it into the freezer, is the freezer called the box? Or not? I think it was Mekel at the end, but I think he has to have Shlomo Zalman about this. But the shot is that if you make a small amount, you don't have to take off chav. Your wife wants to make a little, you're on a diet and she's making small little challahs, you know, and that's it. You know, like to make the bulkilach, as they call it. So you bought this. So Goyen says a person can't take 10 pounds and break it up to 1 pound, 1 pound, 1 pound, 1 pound, 1 pound. So you see it's a mitzvah. That's what the Goyen tells you. See, you're being mafkir a mitzvah, right? So I could be mugging of Ram saying, that's a Goyen's kash. I want to say this is simple. Now, Rashi in Gitna, I think it's Mem Zayinim Abay, says that if a person has produce and he wants to leave it as is without being marfish, because it's not mechuyev. When is he mechuyev to take off maestros? When he wants to eat. When he wants to eat, he has to take off, right? Yeah. I'm not talking about what you need to do it. You're right. The Moshe last week's, I think in Garash Moshe, last week's Parsha, he says something like that. Remember what pasuk goes on? It's a slip my mind. I just happened to see it once, but he says that doing a mitzvah ba'ava trumas. Oh yeah, but by mafresh challah. That's what I was looking at. Shlomo, I mentioned yesterday. Called mafresh challah bevat levay dezara. So he goes into challah. It says in the medrash challah rachis bishul yisrael shenik rachis bishul challah shenik rachis bishul truma. He says. That shows you really love the mitzvahs. Usually a person does mitzvahs for an ulterior motive. He gets scar, gets this, that. Says over here, a person does it, he can get out of it technically. He can do it. Ain't a very pnei bias. He can get out of these mitzvahs. But he wants it, shows he wants to do mitzvahs. But kopanim is like this. There's a big difference, especially with the Neid Yehuda. You don't need the Neid Yehuda. It makes him more geschmack with the Neid Yehuda. Right? You miss that too. So what? Avada. You're not mechuyev. Rashi says you're not mechuyev to take off. You have fruit. You're not mechuyev. A guy has grapes going in his backyard. Okay, it's a date. He's not mechuyev to take off mice. He can leave it the way it is, right? He's not interested in eating it. Once he eats it, good. By the way, everybody has to do. But then there's a mitzvah. So the going is timing that it says they shouldn't make small amounts. Avada, this person is going to eat. He's going to eat it. So now, if he's going to eat it, he has the choice. He can make 5 pounds, or he can make 5 1-pounders. So by making 5 pounds, 1 pounders, what is he doing? He's mafki himself in the mitzvah. Not the pshat that there's a chiv to do it. Here he's eating anyway. And what is he doing? He's doing it in a way that he's not going to have the mitzvah. That's a different thing. Magravam is saying is, the etzem mitzvah is a mitzvah you don't have to do. You could sit back and not do the mitzvah. Gesunta hate. You could sit and not do the mitzvah. You follow? In other words, one could sit back and say, I'm not going to eat my first challah. I don't have to make I have dough. I want to make, clay out of it. I don't know, like the kids make, clay dough, whatever, those type of things, right? That's what I make dough for. Fine. But you're eating anyway, hurrah, because your wife is making these 5 1-pounders, you're being mafkir the mitzvah, especially according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're being mafkir the ikka mitzvah, the taisvit of the mitzvah of Nesina. You're taking away the mitzvah of Nesina. So that's not a taina the Magen Avraham. That's what I hope. When Kiveg also takes him stew right over here, Taz. The Taz wants a taina. It's a mitzvah to take off Chumas and Maisis. Taina is this Magen Avraham. Pasha is not. There's no mitzvah to take off Chumas and Maisis. The mitzvah is that if you're eating, take off. And especially since the Ikka mitzvah, like the Naibu says, is to get it to the Kohen, to give it to the Kohen. Therefore, we go ahead and we do it in a way, Yochai. But Avadi, you're not mechuyev to put yourself in that situation. Person, there's no mitzvah to go ahead and make dough. I'm not saying you get a mitzvah, you don't get a mitzvah. That's not the point. That's like a fellow asked me, a Bachur in Yeshiva asked me, why do we wear only one pair of tzitzis? Right? So I said, because nobody, I mean, I'm not taking for sure, because if you had his own cheshbon, it's crazy. Nobody really knows what his cheshbon was, right? Right? I mean, if I remember the first time my shrein and I saw him, we were like, whoa, what's going on over here? Who's the, like, he's like this. But nobody does. I said, nobody does it. You're bad, you want to get 10 minutes of that. But Klai Yisrael doesn't do it. The Beis HaLevi didn't do it, right? The Chaim Weizer didn't do it. He didn't put on two pairs of tzitzis. Nobody, you could get more mitzvahs. It's not a question of running after mitzvahs. It says that Bishas, the Gemara says that a malach met Katina, and Katina was wearing clothes at Nachayv and Dalat. He told him, Katina, you're wearing clothes in the summertime, which are, I don't know, maybe you call polyester, I don't know what they had there, right? And Nachayv. And the summer, in the summer, and the winter, you wear three-cornered. Tzitzis matelas. He has some on shisa essay. You give a punishment to essay. For the sheet, if I didn't give a punishment to essay, you force a guy to do an essay. Said no, an essay like tzitzis that you're not mechuyev to put yourself in that situation. B'shas when the benishim is kas, b'shas zam the benishim. So why do we do it? Right. So it's mekubal that we wear tzitzis. Right. The person will say, it's not such a mitzvah. It is, right? Because the rishonim say that's it. But Avadi and Amuchuyv to go ahead a personal be mafresh chal. Avadi, it's a big mitzvah, right? The Satmarav used to say, if the woman would know what kind of mitzvah it is, they'd always do it. I'm not talking about the inyanim. I'm talking about, but you're not Amuchuyv to go and put yourself in a situation. But here you talk about a person who's doing it anyway. He's making the dough. So Avadi and Magen Avraham admit that there's a mitzvah to, once you're doing it, put yourself in a situation. But it's a Zam mitzvah and Amuchuyv to do it, therefore you don't understand.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.